There's a ghost haunting Republicans in Congress. It's the specter of a left-wing Tea Party movement led by paid protesters to disrupt town hall events across the country. David Hyde with KUOW's politics team went behind the scenes with protesters to take a closer look.
There are about a dozen people gathered in a conference room in Fremont. They're looking at a hand-drawn map of the streets near Republican Congressman Dave Reichert's office over in Issaquah.
So one of the most, pretty much the most important role of a peacekeeper is to create a buffer between the people who are in the action and every other thing that is around them.
So that's Erin Hake. She's helping lead this session. They call it peacekeeper training.
Pedestrians and bystanders who are not involved in this.
The Trump administration says paid protesters are behind the recent confrontations at Republican town hall meetings all over the country. And Hake is a paid protester. Well, actually, she works for a union, the SEIU. But all the people here for the training today are volunteers. Three of them are bus drivers. And they're getting a crash course on how to de-escalate tense situations at protests.
And if there is a problem, to know who to contact next.
Hundreds of people have turned out near Congressman Reichert's office over in Issaquah.
Healthcare!
Reichert represents the 8th Congressional District, which runs from Kent to Chelan. Marty Rhodes has lived in the district for the last 20 years.
I'm here because Representative Reichert refuses to meet with us face-to-face, and in this day and age of contentious politics, I think it's important for us to look each other eye-to-eye.
One of the complaints here is that Reichert has not scheduled any town halls or other public events for this visit. He cites security concerns. He even led a session for his Republican colleagues in the other Washington on security at their public events, drawing on his background as former King County Sheriff. But Marty Rhodes is not persuaded.
And we're really not wanting to fight with him. We're wanting to have a conversation.
And what would she ask him if she got the chance?
I would ask him what he supports about the Affordable Care Act, how he's willing to support my health care and the health care of people in Washington State. I worked at a community health center for 16 years. I saw firsthand what happens when people get health care for the first time. They cry. They are so grateful they cry. We can't take that away from people.
Congressman Reichert wasn't in Issaquah to answer their questions. But over in Seattle, he did field some questions about healthcare and other topics in a closed-door Facebook Live event at KCTS 9.
In our office, when we talk about healthcare, we're talking about repeal and replace. And it's going to happen.
Reichert says his constituents should expect a detailed health plan in March. But what about holding town hall meetings back home in his district?
I'm willing to work together with anyone and everyone, but I'm not willing to place my staff in a security situation. I'm not willing to have my constituent safety put at risk.
Reichert cites recent threats to staff in his own office and other threats to members of Congress around the country. But the people outside his office in Issaquah say they just want a chance to make their concerns heard peacefully, like Raylene Canby of Sammamish.
I would ask him why he wants to repeal the ACA, why he won't show his face and speak to his constituents in person.
In Issaquah, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.